from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steiny. Steiny, I watched. I've been watching Super Bowl back and
a million times.
This is a quote from Guru during the break. Hey, Steiny, I gotta admit, Trent was being thrown around that game.
He was. Oh. I watched it last night, bro. 11:20 p.m. Steiny, guy, that wasn't his best game by any stretch, man.
Wow.
Dudes with the left hand throwing him down. I'm like, Trent, what's going on? Yeah. Kansas City, they were physical. Olivia Newton-John.
He can't handle physicality?
No, he can't. Just,
most 36-year-olds can't.
It's called Freeze, where you been? It's called perspective.
Yeah.
My point is the Niners aren't sniffing a ball without Trent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Trent, get to work.
TW.
Get to work.
So, no, I can't get a bet from you two that this is nothing to burger for Trent. He's going to get a raise.
I'm not betting
crickets
on that.
Right.
I just made one bet today, and that is I don't think the Aiyuk situation will be rectified by the end of our show.
And I thought of it. I'm taking the bet back.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah, just you can't do
there he goes
a lot of stuff for content.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Let's go to Big Smooth and see.
Oh, man.
Big Smooth's in the city. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing, man?
Long time to hear from. But listen, man, as you guys are talking, this is all predicated on those three games, man. Listen. You know everyone's gassing him. Hey, come on back, Trent. We losing. We need you. He comes back. They start winning again. Now you're about to break Purdy off. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try. On top of that, these veterans don't like camp anyway.
Wow.
Worst case scenario, I miss camp. But on the other side, he's gonna come in out of shape, just like all guys do on these long contract incursions. But I'm gonna tell you this, man. Long term, the Niners need to get a replacement. I start looking for his protege, because if you don't, he can pull this off, because you don't have anybody that's as good as him. And by, at 36, you surely need to start looking at that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, he can do this every year. What are you going to do about it?
No exactly.
Doubt. All right, guys.
And
he'll do it every year.
You kind of said it. Thanks, Big Smoothie.
And so will Bosa.
But we're all one, all the teams in all sports are one injury away. Right. Mahomes goes down, it's a wrap. Purdy goes down, you got Dobbs and. You know what I mean?
36-year-olds are more likely to go down.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy just tore his meniscus, and he's a baby.
Right.
The injuries
but he's not
do
asking
happen.
For the kind of money that Trent Williams is asking for when his best days are behind him.
I'm an all-pro. Why are you I'm not what I was at 26.
That's why we're not going to pay you.
But I'm still an all-pro.
Yeah, that's why you're getting
McCaffrey,
that's why you're making 22.
Holes.
That's why you're making $22 million this year.
No, Trent Williams like fine wine.
No doubt about
better.
It.
But according to Goo.
What was Kobe's wine?
According to Daryl the Guru Johnson in an honest moment. Trent was being thrown around that game.
He had a bad game. That's all. Fonte and I, we've all said it. Everybody's talked about Trent. That was not his best work.
Oh.
And it wasn't Kyle's best work.
Oh. Well, Kyle's under contract for the next 4 years, and he's not holding out.
I ran back.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't care. I ran back. This is last night. Yeah. Rob Lowe.
I don't believe it.
Come on now.
I don't.
Listen, I ran back the coin flip. Dude, that gets more amazing by the day. The fact that the Niners didn't know the rules. Is that why they lost, Bud? No, but you should have.
It's not why they lost, but it's something fun you can blame Kyle Shanahan on for the rest of his career.
You should have took the ball first. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Kyle, that was a blunder.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Jerry Rice. Be right now. Dude, I don't know why he did that. He had to be sipping. If he's wrong, he had to be sipping. Just wanted to get
well, what was Filippone doing?
Oh, boy. Spadoni winning. Filippone. But he was playing.
He can still be right.
So why'd you say that then?
Because he
This is why I like Andrew Filippone from our sister station 93.7 in the Fan Morning Show, Stoney. He was sharing with us his intel. It wasn't kiss my ass when I'm right. We got to get away from that. It's okay.
Wouldn't you love to get away from accuracy? You'd love that, wouldn't you?
Oh, boy. You're on thin ice with me.
Steve's in Oakland.
I'm good now.
Hey, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine. How are you two doing?
Doing well.
All right. So let me just start by saying none of us really knows what's been offered. This is about Brandon Ayuk's contract, and I suppose Trent Williams as well. We just know what we read in the papers, but, it appears that his current contract is $14 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was at one point offered $26 million a year, which he turned down because the market got reset. So, you know, for our discussion, I guess those are the numbers that we have to use.
Yep.
And it occurred to me that let's go with $14 million a year.
All right.
So if you take 10% of that, which goes to his agent, and then another third, which goes to the IRS, and roughly this and that and the other, that leaves you with about $8 million a year.
Okay.
And the other thing that we don't know, I know there's a lot that we don't know, but we don't know how much of that is guaranteed.
Right.
But these days, it seems like the NFL is moving much more towards guaranteed money. And then you take a look at $26 million a year. You take a third to the IRS, 10% to the agent, and that leaves about $15 million a year. So the one argument that everyone makes whenever we're talking about the exorbitant amount of money that athletes make is that, oh, yeah, but they have a short career.
Right.
They got to make their money now,
yep.
Whereas, you know...
Yep.
Slobs like you and me or whatever, we got to work 30, 40 years in order to have the same income, right? Well, if you take $100,000 a year, which used to be a heck of a lot of money, now is, you know, what a good salary. If you make $100,000 a year and you for 40,
Steve,
that reminded me of high school study. He was losing me before then. But we get your point,
Evan.
Boy. Uncle Sam is a, you know what? Study, that was taking me back to Mr. Etchell and Logan. Yoko Dokos, Daryl, you're back there can like a bump on a pickle. Open your.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. You were into it.
When's the last time the IRS took a third?
Oh, well, yeah. He was being generous.
I'd love for the IRS to take a third.
I want
to
live in a state that doesn't have state taxes.
Bye-bye. Quit trying to cheer me up.
Well, that's a
Cowboys are hiring.
Boy, wow.
Look at Cowboys need a wide receiver. No state taxes.
Yeah. Boy.
You know,
he was into it.
He's right.
Well, that's why he was trying to get some more money, Steiny.
Well,
Dude, you're like, yo, Fossil, get back out there.
That's right, I am.
He's getting his bread.
You better hope.
I just hope he's working out for the Niners.
Sake. Yeah, oh, I'm sure he's busted hump.
L.A. Fitness.
Yeah.
In Houston.
They even have those. He lives in East Texas.
Yeah, that's where my dad Norm's from. East Texas. Gotta be hard.
I don't think it's near Houston.
Yeah, you can watch your dog run away for 2 miles.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
Because it's so flat.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you.
I used to go out there for family reunions and tell my cousins, hey, take me to the hills. They're like, dude, you ain't in Cali. Look around.
It's called the trash heap.
Boy, flatland.
So Evan posed a question to me the other day.
Next question.
You know, he said, I know, Steiny, you're not a fan of the Niners or the Warriors. And he said something like, so what do you like? Well, I mean, like, what do you like
golf.
In sports?
You like golf?
No, in sports.
Oh, you know, I'm all ears.
Yeah. And I did something that you might want to try, and that is reflect on the question before you answer. And
I can really fight you sometimes.
Anyway, I paused for a great 5-10 seconds. And I said, you know what I like? I like when we find out that what we're thinking and conventional wisdom is wrong.
Mm.
I like when I learn something that I didn't know or didn't put onto my mental Rolodex. Yeah. Like I love.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Loved that Daryl in Alameda brought up that point about Purdy. I hadn't thought about it. Maybe that's not the reason it's all happening.
Gotcha.
But maybe it's one of the things that might have rankled a couple players. Maybe. Huh. So it makes me go, huh. And that's what I love about sports. When we actually find out the truth, that's what I like.
Right. No, that was a great call. But
so you can sit there all you want and say, Steiny, they're going to break off Trent. They're going to break off Trent. And you know what? They probably will. But I like when they do something that we don't think is going to happen because we don't know.
And it happens every day.
That's going on.
And it happens every day. Now, I would tell Daryl this, my other brother Daryl, bring it on home, D. Because when you say what you said about others looking at others and what they're about to get paid and the boss is saying, Steiny is going to get this and reset the market. To me, you got to bring that home, D. And bringing that home would be now there is jealousy. there is envy going on. And because that can't be...
That's right.
Oh, okay, so you're assuming...
I said it's agenda city right now in Santa Clara.
Oh, no, the disease of me, you said it.
Thank you.
I won't let go. I love it. But well, thank God we don't have that here at the station.
The reason I don't say the disease of me, and I said this yesterday, is because I only use that phrase for champions. Only champions can have the disease of me.
But they're as close as you could get.
Yeah, they're agenda city.
Which makes it worse that they're champions.
That's why
Do you think if they won that Super Bowl last year, we would be here? People would be money would be flying in Santa Clara.
You might be right.
Like Mayweather's little meme where he's throwing everybody out.
So Trent Williams, you need to read the room.
Oh,
you didn't win the Super Bowl. And you weren't good in that game.
No, he wasn't.
All right.
But wake me up when my press conference or the release is going out. Stoudy, he's getting his chicken.
Okay.
Now, Ayuk, I don't know. And Jerry said today. What? I hate that he put it out. And I went to bed thinking, are we going to have some finality to this? We're all fatigued. We are.
I'm not. I come in every day with a... what's that horse's behind say? Oh, attack with no mankind.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
It's so good. Oh, Harbaugh!
My coach.
It's his world. We're just living in it, man. What if he brings Cap back?
I can't stand him, and yet I love him.
Yeah, well,
I just...
You're talking about me.
No, I'm talking about Harbaugh. I love him. But I can't stand him.
He's great, man.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan in Palo Alto.
Our man.
What's up, Jonathan? How you doing?
Hey, doing good, guys. What's up?
Hey.
So I just want to start by like saying that Brock, good quarterback. He's smart, accurate, tough. Like, we know around the Bay Area, you know, how talented he is. But, like, let's all be honest. He has a historic offense, right? He has one of the best offensive play callers and minds that, like, we've ever seen. So, like, I'm not entirely bought into the premise that, like, hey, let's pay Brock $50 million and build around him again. Like, are we 1,000% sure he's that dude that can, like, carry this team regardless of talent? Because for what he's doing now and what he's getting paid, like, the expectations are low. But once you pay him $50 million, like, the expectations are going to really change. And people are going to look at him like he's that dude. And I mean, when Debo and CMC were out last season, like that game against the Vikings Monday night, how did he look? Like, not great, right? So I just wanted to put that out.
Can I ask you a quick question? Don't hang up. You're on fire, but what would the scoreboard read right now if you talk about what you've seen from Brock? To me, it's 1,000 to 1 that he's going to get that chicken predicated on what he's already done if he has an okay year, right?
100%. But let's take away Brandon Ayuk. Let's take away Trent Williams. Like they're not expendable the way some people, I think, are talking. And you take away some of those major pieces of this offense, how far does he drop down into the quarterback rankings? That's my only point.
But, Steiny, is that realistic?
Yes. It absolutely. And, you know, people say no shade. It's not shade to start to think about the team that Brock Purdy's going to quarterback in 2 years.
But the goal when is you're always paid. Trying to fertilize it. It's like me telling you with a head full of hair.
I understand.
Tell me how it is to live in the world as a bald man. If you got a head full of lettuce, you're never going to know that.
You're not going to have it.
You wash it and you brush it, you condition it so you don't lose it, but you'll never really know. So you're waiting for something that's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Brock is going to get paid on what he's done, and it's up to ownership to keep the ship moving in the right way. You might lose one thing, but you ain't going to be... cabinet's not going to be bare, so you got to pay the man predicated on what he's done. And right now, NFC championship loss,
I disagree.
A Super Bowl, and I'm assuming something good this year.
But this is what you do, Guru.
You know?
This is what you do.
You got a head full of hair.
Guru, what? You know what I think is the dumbest conversation we could have?
Something predicated on something that has not happened. Like,
thank you.
What's he going to look like when his team doesn't have this or that?
Oh, wake me up. What's the difference?
We don't know what that's going
to happen. What's the difference between that
okay.
and you saying right now, You're going to pay Purdy $45, $50 million. It's like,
because we can tap onto what the owner right. said. And we're ready for him to reset the market.
And I can tap in to how dire the 49ers salary cap situation is going to be in 2 or 3 years if you continue to pay guys without having any responsibility
but give me this.
Accounting.
All right, real quick.
And
give
you know
me
what?
This.
It doesn't matter
I'm not telling
what you would pay Brock Purdy now.
I'm telling you what he's done is second to none. Like, you got to admit, it looks good right now. It looks good.
But it's like, it's like my house.
Okay.
Okay, how much is my house worth? Your house is worth $600,000.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I thought it'd be worth $900,000. Doesn't matter. I'm not selling it now. Mm. You're not paying Brock Purdy now. If he doesn't have a good, I'll tell you right now. Let me just.
Impact. Impact. I get it.
Thank you.
But we can't erase. Like, he would totally have to fall off to erase the Super Bowl seconds away. And then, there's a lot of good, regardless if we think, oh, he's a product of a system or whatnot. There's a lot of good Brock has done.
Right.
That's all. So
it means, I'll tell you right now,
he's not starting from scratch.
What he's done the first year and a half is half as important as what he does this year. Mm. Come on, Goo. Come on. If he has a great year, he'll get paid.
I can warm up to that.
If he has a bad year, but he will not get paid as much.
Yeah, but I guess, Stoney, I'm just telling the people, put respect on what he's done, because it's a lot. But I hear what you're... Like, he would really, Stoney, have to be bad to negate the 2 years. That's all. The year and a half. Whatever you want to call it.
Here's one way to keep his price down. Don't pay Trent Williams or Brandon Ayuk.
Well, then you're going to get the bad Brock Purdy.
Well, then you don't have to pay him as much. But you know what? That's where you're missing the point. That's where he might not be Mahomes or Herbert or Rodgers or one of those guys.
But do you really want to find out that way?
I want to find out before I pay him. Absolutely.
But you're saying right now, with that mindset, that what he's done means nothing then.
It's not as important as what happens this year. Mm. Okay, so what happened in the last year and a half is more important than what happens this year?
No.
Well, that's all equally, I'm saying.
But we're talking about two seasons.
Okay.
One on the fly.
It's a half season.
Yeah, okay, but I took you to the NFC Championship game, and then I followed that up after wrecking my elbow to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
What
are you going to do this year?
A divisional loss in the playoffs. Second round, they lose, but he wasn't a reason. Stoney, I got to believe.
What if he's the reason? Mm. What if he starts to resemble Jimmy Garoppolo?
I'm here for it. I'm just telling you and telling that caller this. He's off to a good start on the first nine.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does.
What's more important is what happens this year. This year is going to determine what Purdy makes.
I'll never not agree with that. My whole premise is, he's done a lot of good, man.
This is what Trent Williams is doing. Trent Williams is saying, hey, pay me for what I did 2 years ago. Really? It's 2 years ago.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.